finding rest. And last week we discussed how much of an oxymoron it started out to be. Because we looked at how our rest, when we looked at what that looks like in our lives, how it starts with getting out there and making the choice to work and to be active. To first have this command focusing on getting up and getting going. And today, now I hope that doesn't mean that eyes will begin to shut. I already see some starting to nod off, maybe a yawn here or there. And it's kind of a gloomy day out today. I know bed felt comfortable, but thank you for being here. Thank you for making the effort to come in and to worship God together. To open up His Word. And so I invite you to do that today. If you have your Bible, go ahead and open up the book of Hebrews. That's where we're going to be starting out today. We're going to be running through a lot of scripture from a lot of different spots. So I hope your arms are ready. I hope you got limbered up today. If you need to, you can join some jumping jacks to get going here. But we're going to be active in searching out God's Word to see what He has to say about rest. One thing that I notice when I think about even my own life, the way that I rest is that rest can come in many different forms. And so I want to ask you today, and I want you to talk to church this morning. I want you to be active in this alongside me. What ways do you find rest? Fishing and an afternoon nap. Man, you are my guys. Fishing and an afternoon nap. Yeah. Feeling the boat going up and down just that little bit. Lying in the water, that's amazing rest. Taking an afternoon, fall time's coming up, turning off the game and watching maybe the first quarter before the afternoon nap. What else? Where do you find rest? Playing with your grandkids. That's that active rest that we were talking about last week. Yeah, absolutely. But playing with your grandkids.
Trying to read,
yeah. Get some good ones.
In my easy chair, watching the Cubs.
Easy chair, watching the Cubs. Chris Bryant, hit a home run. Debut back. I love that. In the hand. Yeah. Finding a sunny spot. Talk about all the different ways that we find rest. Some days my rest,
it's usually early in the morning. Some days my rest comes when I'm out on the golf course, riding along while Dale and Trent are just hitting holes in ones, and I just get to sit back and relax and just watch them. My rest sometimes comes sitting in a deer stand, just enjoying, not worrying about anything going on except for the sun coming up and the fall leaves rustling around. Aren't you looking forward to that, some of you guys? My rest also comes just sitting down for a little bit. When Carolyn and I get to just sit down and take a breath and just be together. Rest can come in so many different ways. But the thing that I've also noticed about rest is that rest can sometimes be hard to find because in our rest, our responsibilities are still there. And so we still can have, during these times of rest, during these times where we're sitting back and relaxing, during the times when we're out on a fishing boat or watching the Cubs play or whatever your rest may be, during those times, still in the back of your mind, it can sometimes creep in of the responsibilities of the day, of the things that could be going on, of the things that you could be doing, of the tasks that you could be getting done. And you start to think about the responsibilities that you have. And so it's so hard in our everyday life to find true rest. And when naps are interrupted, when our lives are stirring in a pot, thinking of what's next, how do we find true rest? And how do we participate in this idea that God has given us called Sabbath? If you remember last week, to Sabbath means literally to rest, to stop, to cease what you are doing. And today, we look at the book of Hebrews in the fourth chapter, and we see that we still have a rest. Even though we see the law of the Sabbath found in the Old Testament, found back in the book of Exodus and exemplified even in Genesis, we look at Hebrews after Jesus has come, after He's died on the cross, and after He's fulfilled every letter of the law, brought back up, and as He's resurrected, giving us this new commandment with Him, this new covenant with Him, we still see that there are things that we in our lives should show. And one of those being His rest. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience." That last little bit is kind of hard. Because when I think of not taking a rest, when I think of being busy, I usually think of I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm obeying, and so therefore I'm doing things, I'm getting things done, I'm taking steps, I'm accomplishing goals, I'm fulfilling tasks, I'm doing all of that. But God says there are days when you need to just give it a rest. To take some time and breathe. To find in the busiest of your day time to be with God and to enter into His rest. And I believe God's Word shows that from the beginning and now to our time today, we're still expected and still given this gift of time to take a rest. But are we taking advantage of it? Or are we following our own example? Disobedience. We still have a Sabbath rest expected of us. But like we said, there are so many things that can go on, that can take us away, that can be in the middle of the busyness of life. And so we look and we have to see what God's rest really is. And today I just want to look at a practical way that we can implement into our lives for the times when we're busy, for the times where life doesn't seem to stop. I want this to just be a practical thing that we can take away and to use in our everyday lives to be reminded of what it means to rest in God. And I want to tell you, this is simple. This is not something that's going to be profound. I don't think you're going to go away from this morning thinking, wow, this guy's brilliant. Woohoo! Not that most Sundays you probably do. But But I want to look at this time, finding a time of rest. And let's look into God's Word and to see what that means in our lives. How do we rest? The first thing that comes in while we are choosing to rest in God is a time to rewind. A time to rewind. To take a step back. I know not many of us still have VHS or VCR players. But I remember watching Hercules, watching The Lion King, watching all of those great pieces of cinematic history. And after you get done with it, you have to go and you have to rewind. You have to go back to the beginning so that you can start the next time right. You have to take a moment and take a little bit of your time to intentionally go back. And the first thing that comes into this idea of rewind is the idea to remember. In Exodus chapter 20, we're commanded to remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. We remember. Not only a reminder to celebrate and to participate in the rest, but as the command goes on, it tells us to remember for what God has already done. Calls us to remember the Sabbath day. And as it goes on, it says God created the whole world in 6 days. He did His work in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. It's a call to remember back to what God has already done. God created this world and then He took a time of Sabbath. He took a time of rest, a time to cease what He had been doing. And I think it's a reminder to look at our lives in the busyness, in the responsibilities that we have, in the things that take up our mind and our concentration in these times when we're supposed to be resting. It's a reminder that God created this world and that He can maintain this world while you are obeying Him in rest. I think that we give ourselves a little too much credit some days and use it as an excuse not to rest. We think we have to fill the blank with whatever it is for you each day. I have to get this done. I have to be the one to accomplish this, because if I don't, then nobody else will. I have to be the one that puts this thing into order, that makes sure that everything goes right. But it's interesting that in God's Sabbath command, he says, hey, look back to what I've done in creating this whole world. If I can create this world, if I can put the universe into order, don't you think that while you are resting, for the moment when I'm telling you to rest, that I can handle it? And so I think sometimes we have to rewind to what God has already done. It brings it up again in Deuteronomy when Moses gives this reminder to everyone, re-goes through everything that God has commanded him, goes through the Ten Commandments once again. Moses says to remember. And this time he points not to the creation of the world, but he says, remember the time when you were slaves and God set you free. Remember that it wasn't your works or your power that got the job done, but it was God at work in your lives. Remember that God can handle what's going on today. He can handle the things that are hard to let go. It doesn't take away from your responsibility, but it gives you an opportunity to participate in His rest, to know that God can handle what you have on your plate today. And so we remember as part of this opportunity to rewind. We also recenter. Remember who God has been and what He has done, and it causes us to recenter on our lives on who He is. In John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you might bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." To remain, to recenter, when we rewind our lives, when we reset, when we remember, we recenter on who God is, and we place our lives and God at the center of our lives. We center on Him. We abide in Him. We remain in Him. And who God is, and what He is, and what He's done, and we're allowed for a moment in the beginning of this rest to take what's going on in our world, to take the cares that we have, the problems that we have, the responsibilities that we have, the tasks that we have, and we take that time and we say, "God, I see who you are. I see what you've done. I'm going to choose today to center on you." And so we recenter our lives. God says, "I am the vine, you are the branch. Connect. Hold on to me." He says, "I have a purpose for what you're doing in your everyday. But apart from me, you can't accomplish what I have for you." And so we have to recenter our lives. And it's at the beginning of this process of rest to center on who God is. When we move away from that relationship, when we move away from the center of our lives being on God, we lose connection to what gives us life in the first place. Jesus shows we begin to wither. And in exhaustion, in the times when I need rest most, I can identify with exactly that illustration that Jesus gives, like a withering plant shriveling up, going into my own shell, losing the life that He's given. So we need to remember to rewind our lives and to recenter our lives on Him. God calls us to remain. Jesus calls us to remain in Him. Remain in Him in our proximity, where we are in our relationship with Jesus Christ, the things that we do physically that draws us closer to Him, in obedience, in following the way that God leads us, to remain in Him in our proximity. God also reminds us to remain in Him in His Word, to be getting into Scripture, to be reading, to be studying God's Word in these times of rest, to be looking at what God has for us, the instructions that He's given, and to also remain in Him in prayer. It says, "Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." If we have that invitation to ask God for whatever it is that we wish, when we recenter on our lives on Him, when we remain in Him, if we have that, then what excuse do we have not to rest in Him? And so we see the first step in this finding rest is to take time to rewind. To remember who God is, and to recenter our lives on Him. The second thing that we're encouraged to do through God's Word is we're reminded to exhale. To breathe in and exhale. And we forget to do that sometimes. There's a song that came out a couple years ago called Breathe. It reminds us to breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at His feet and breathe. You know, our minds are amazing. 99% of the time, we breathe without even thinking of it. Without consciously having to think of taking air in and letting air out. It's a natural function, but at the same time, it's also something that we need to take into consideration and to take intentional time to do, to just breathe. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." When was the last time that you took a moment to be still? God, you don't know what I have going on in my life, though. God, you don't know the projects that I have going on, the different things that I'm juggling right now. I don't think I can just be still for a moment, because if I'm just still, then everything will drop around me. Everything will fall down. God, I got to get this done first, and then I might be still. Be still and know that I am God. That's easy to say in that verse. You know, Psalm is full of just relaxing things that we get to look at and just to see that they have time to be still. That was from a different age, from a different time when they were able to just take the days at leisure. We look at the context of Psalm, verse 4, of the 46th Psalm. Just by reading it, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, a holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought to the earth. He makes wars cease and to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Does it sound like there's much time for rest when the earth is quaking, when the mountains are falling, when wars are waging? It's in this that he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." It wasn't during a time of absolute calm that we see all of this going on, that we see the command to be still and know that I am God. It's in the busyness of life. Another example that we see is Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 19, it says, the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" It's an amazing story. Elijah replies, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put the prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too." Elijah is saying, "God, I'm pretty busy here. That's what I'm doing. God, you see this mess around? I'm here because I have work to do. I'm here because I need to be working in these areas because your people are going crazy at this moment. So I need to be doing this and rebuilding that and telling these people. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. It says, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. Then Elijah heard it. He pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And a voice said to him, what are you doing? What are you doing here, Elijah? I think Elijah saw the craziness of life. He saw the busyness of things that he had to do, and the Lord was showing him at this moment, I see the earthquakes. I see the wind. I see the fire. I see the destruction around you. I see the busyness and the responsibilities that you have. But God comes to him not in the earthquakes, not in the fire, not in the mighty winds, but in the gentleness of a whisper. Sometimes we need the stillness. Sometimes we need the quiet. Sometimes we just need to exhale. See God in the moments of stillness when all you're doing is taking time to breathe. So rewind. Remember who God is. Recenter your life on Him and simply take time to breathe. The next step of resting in God is to simply seek. How many of you have ever played a game of hide and seek? A few hands coming up, a few nods shaken. The majority of us have played at one time in our lives this simple game called hide and seek. And if you are it in the game of hide and seek, but you stand and do nothing after you get done counting, how successful will you be? We ask God for times of peace. We simply go into our days and we wonder why. God, why aren't you giving me this peace? I'm doing this. I got this going on in my life. I've got all these things going on. But why, God, haven't you given me peace? Sometimes we simply just need to seek out God's peace in our lives. We need to intentionally take time not to be in the busyness of life, not to be in the juggling act of getting everything done, but to take time to simply seek His rest and to seek Him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. What order of life do you seek things in? So I'll tell you, there are days when I seek to get my to-do list done before I seek God. There are times when I prioritize the things that are busiest in my life, the things that have to be done, the projects that I have scheduled, the appointments that I need to get to, the meetings that I need to be at, But God says, seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added to you. What would happen if we chose each day to seek first the kingdom of God? Would our days look different? Would our agendas change? Would the rest of our days look a little more centered on who He is? If we chose to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we don't do it so that all will be given to us, but it's a gift that allows us to rest in Him when we know that God says, hey, focus on Me. Rest in Me, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God. It's a gift that we're able to go to God for those things. In Matthew 7, just a chapter later, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So what are we seeking for? Are we seeking for God's rest? Are we seeking for His way to be done in our lives? Or are we just seeking for our checklist to be filled out? In the middle of the busyness of life, in the middle of things going a million miles per hour, do we take time to seek out God's rest and simply say, okay, God, in this moment, I'm going to seek You. I'm going to seek Your kingdom, Your righteousness. And let His peace be what comes so that His kingdom may be expanded. If we're looking for rest, how often do we ask God for rest? If we're looking for peace, how often do we go to the Prince of Peace? We have to take time in our days to rewind and to know who God is. We have to take time to just breathe and center on God. We have to take time to seek out Him and His peace and His rest, and then we have to give Him our thanks. We take time in our lives to recognize and enjoy the rest that God has given. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And here's what we're told. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which transcends the understanding of thinking that we have to get our jobs done, that we have to get our responsibilities figured out before we can go to God in times of rest. The peace that comes with knowing that we can take a rest in who God is that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I want to invite you into a time right now. We're just going to take a couple minutes and we're going to intentionally take some time to enter into this rest. So if you would, take whatever posture you need to take. If you need to close your eyes, if you need to bow your head, if you need to stand, if you need to just get before God. Take some time. Take some time to rewind. Take some time to remember who God is. Remember what He's done. Take this time to recenter your life on God. Allow who He is to be what we stand on. Invite you in the busyness of the morning to take just a second to breathe. Being reminded of who God is, being focused on giving Him your life, take time to breathe in and to breathe out. Take a moment to seek out God's rest. To intentionally ask Him for His rest, for His peace. Take time this morning to thank God for the peace that He gives. Lord, we thank You this morning for Your rest. God, we thank You for times of Sabbath, times to take a step back. Time to focus on who You are and what You've done. Time to remember Your blessings. God, the way that You created this world and the way that we know that You can maintain it. God, we thank You for the power that You've shown in the story of history, Lord, the times when You have shown that it is Your power that carries us through. God, we just pray that you encourage us and You remind us to take time to just breathe and to be with You. God, help us to seek out Your rest with our lives. Lord, thank You for the rest that You will give when we give You time each day. Lord, we recognize that the Sabbath that You give, that the rest that You give is not centered on a day of the week, but the rest that You give is centered on the person of Jesus Christ, who gives us the ability to rest in our everyday. Lord, help us to focus our lives and center our lives on Him, on Christ alone, the cornerstone of our lives, the cornerstone of our faith, the cornerstone of our hope. Lord, help us to rest in Him. God, we thank You. God, we love You. It's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand?